You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM. And K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. And online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians. Chapter 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I'm going to talk about a drunk church this morning. We need a drunk church. The church has and is and will always be the greatest institution in the world. Even though it has its problems, it's not perfect. Some things about the church we would all like to see change, some of us. Some people in the church we would like to see change. The church has its problems. Every church has its problems. But in spite of all the things that have been said about the church, it is still the greatest institution in the world. I've heard many people brag about Harvard University and Morehouse College and Yale and many other great institutions in the world, but none of them can surpass the spirit of the church. No matter who you are, who you profess to be, where you've been, where you're going, the church is one of the few places that I know of, no matter who you are, they will receive you. If you're walking, if you're riding in a car, if you came on in a buggy, if you came here on a bicycle, the church will receive you. You may not be able to write, may not be able to read, you may not be able to wear certain clothes, but the church still says, come. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be middle class, you can still come. You can come in. You can be tall, you can be short, you can be fat, you can be skinny. You can come. You can be ugly. You can be pretty. You can still come. You can be pigeon-toed. Not me. slew for it, you can still come. You can be bald-headed, you wear a wig, wear a process, afro, ponytail, you can still come. The door is open. You can be a drunk, liar, backbiter, whoremonger, whorehopper. You can still come. The church cares nothing about who you are, what you have. All you need to come in is an identification card that said ye must be born again. If you got that card, you can get in the family. I'm so glad to be a part of the church. Now, some people don't like the church. They talk about the hypocrites in the church. Well, it's better to be in the church with a few of them than to be in hell and burn with all of them. Out of all the faults you find with the church, what would the world be like if we didn't have a church? The best people go to church. Something strange about church. When you walk in mad, you leave out glad. When you walk in hurting, you leave out shouting with no pain. Something strange about the church. The church is fireproof. Been in the burning fire furnace. And Jesus got in there with them and made the church fireproof. The church is waterproof. Church went down in the Red Sea and came out on the other side. The church is trouble-proof. Out of all the people that tried to destroy the church is still here. I've seen hospitals go under. I've seen them close schools, but the churches are still open. Huh? Napoleon gone. Alexander the Great gone, Caesar gone, Rome gone, the church still here because it's truth still marching on. A lot of folk have tried to tear up a church, cuss out the church, talk about the church, split the church, leave the church, and when you die, the church still here. Church gonna be here. Because his truth still marches on. But out of all the things we say about the church, there's something unique about the church this morning that I think we still need. In a world with so much trouble, in a world where the stock market seems to be crashing, in a world where it appears that we're not sure about this bug that's in the computer, and America is in turmoil. We need now a drunk church. Yes, we need a drunk church. If we had a drunk church, we wouldn't have so many drunk people. But the reason why we got so many drunks, we don't have enough drunk church folks. The Bible said on the day of Pentecost, they were on one accord. And while they were in the upper room, praising God, praying for the Holy Spirit to come, the power of God came down. Mess around, I ain't preaching a little bit. The power of God came down on the day of Pentecost. And they started doing weird things. They started speaking in unknown tongues. There's so much power came in the room. They were jumping and shouting, falling all out on the floor, slain in the spirit. And when the people saw, the people on the outside. They said these folk drunk. They got to be drunk. They act like drunk folk. And Peter said, how can we be drunk? The liquor stores are still closed. In other words, let me bring it up to date, the package house, the package store, hadn't even opened up yet. How can we be drunk? Huh? They say, but you act drunk. They say we may be acting drunk, but we are not drunk with wine. We're drunk with the Holy Ghost. And Paul says in Ephesians, be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says, fill up with the Holy Spirit. So I come by to tell you, we need a drunk church. We need some drunk deacons. We need some drunk choir members. We need some drunk praise team. We need some drunk ushers. We need some drunk preachers. If we get drunk with the Holy Ghost, these other drunks won't get drunk. Am I right about it? We need to get drunk with the Holy Ghost. You know why so much trouble in the church? And why so many folk can't get in the Spirit? You haven't had a shot. Reason why some of y'all come every Sunday and don't feel nothing and wondering why everybody jumping and moving. You haven't had a shot. If you get a little filth this month, you need a good filth this month. If you get a little shot of the Holy Ghost, get a little filth of kindness. You need some Jack Daniel of love. Amen. Am I right about it? You need some martini of kindness. You need to go get some beer of forgiveness. That's what we need in the church. And the Holy Ghost ought to be passing out some shots this morning. Something wrong with some of you this morning. You haven't had a shot. Touch your neighbor and say, the reason I'm happy today, I had a shot this morning. Touch your other neighbor and say, watch me in a little bit. I'm gonna get happy. Cause right now I'm finna take another shot. I'm glad I had a shot. I love this shot. This is the best shot that I know of. Now, if the church gonna be like drunk people, if we're gonna be drunk with the Holy Ghost, then let's look at the characteristic of a drunk man. First thing I want you to tell you about a drunk church is that a drunk man never gets enough. When he drank one time, he want another drink. He drinks all week long. I'm talking about a sure enough drunk. I'm not talking about these folks that's taking these little nips. Too many of y'all, the reason why some of y'all ain't doing right, you nipping. Amen. You don't drink enough. I'm talking about a big old nip. I'm talking about a big old shot. If you take this shot, it'll cut out some lies. If you stop nipping and take a real shot, it'll cut out some backbiting. If you stop just nipping on the Holy Ghost and take a real shot, it'll make you love your enemy. It'll make you wring your hand. It'll make you wiggle your toes. It'll make you grit your teeth. You need a real shot. And you need to come on back and get some more. See, this stuff tastes good to a drunk man. And he always wants some more. I'm worried when folk come to church and don't want to come back to church. You're not drunk enough. See, some of you all show up this morning and won't show up no more. Until the next class reunion. But if you are real spiritually drunk, the more you drink, the more you want it. You see, the more I
get Jesus, the more I want Jesus, the more I read the Bible, the more I want to keep reading it, the more I pray, the better I get. Every time I get a little bit of it, I want more of it. So my prayer is more of Jesus. Every day, I want to be more and more. So when I get high this morning, I'll be back next Sunday to get another fresh drink. You want more of Jesus. Nothing but a drunk man. He doesn't feel pain. That's why when the doctor want to kill your pain, he drug you up. That's why when the dentist getting ready to cut in your mouth, he drug you up. He putting drugs in you, killing the pain. If you get drunk enough, you won't feel a lot. If you get drunk enough, you won't feel backbiters. They may be putting a knife in your back right now. And somebody said, did you know you got a knife in your back? You said, I didn't even know it.
Go ahead and talk.
Because the lie they tell on you, you don't feel it. The try to mean thing they say about you, you don't feel it. The thing people try to do to you, you don't feel it. Because I'm high, I'm so high, I can laugh while you're talking about me. I'm so high, I can be rich when I don't have a dime. I'm so high, I'm always on a happy hour. I don't have to wait to have a happy hour. I'm having a happy hour every day. I had a happy hour early this morning. I got up out of my bed, got out on my knees, and I lifted up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And I came here shouting. Somebody said, what you happy about? I'm having my happy hour. I don't feel the pain. When I wasn't drunk, I felt the lie. When I was sober, I felt the pain. But now that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't care what people say about me. They can lie on me, lure me, scandalize me. I'm gonna keep on preaching. I don't feel it. I'm too drunk. I'm too drunk to worry about you. Nothing but a drunk man. A drunk man, not choicy. If you got the bottle, he'll sip out of your bottle. Long as you got the bottle, I never heard of no drunk man being choicy. If you get drunk enough, you won't have no favorite choir. If you get drunk enough, you won't have no favorite preacher. But if you get drunk enough, I'm talking about drunk enough, you shout in the White House, in the Poor House, in Mo House, yes, even in the Out House. Nothing but a drunk man. He noisy. He makes a lot of fuss. Sometimes too much fuss. But he noisy. See, when you're drunk, you are not yourself. You're under the influence of alcohol. The reason why I act like this, I'm not myself. I'm under the influence of the Holy Ghost. So he makes me noisy. I know I get on your nerve, but I got the IK hepatitis.
Come on, sir. Go ahead.
Somebody here need the IK hepatitis. I can't help it. I can't help it. When I run up and down the aisles, I can't help it. When I cry and ain't nobody bothering me, I can't help it. When I run and ain't nobody behind me, I can't help it. When I laugh and it ain't nothing funny, I can't help it. When you mistreat me and I keep on helping you, I can't help it. When you talk about me and I keep on loving you, I can't help it. I got to tell it everywhere I go, on the highway, on the byway. I got to tell it how good God is. cry. You know why I'm naughty? I'm drunk. Touch somebody and say, I'm drunk. And I don't smell like liquor. I'm gonna close it. We need a drunk church. Nothing but a drunk man. When he drank enough, he looked like a drunk. Smell like a drunk. Walk like a drunk. If you saved and spirit filled, how come I don't see some red eyes? Look like your spirit feel. If you're saved, you ought to walk like it. If you're saved, you ought to look like it. If you're saved, somebody will see you and say, there come a child of God. They look like one. You don't have to go around and tell folk you're a Christian. That live like one. And they say you look like one. You talk like one. You smell like one. You walk like one. You stagger like one. I'm filled. The Holy Ghost will change your appearance. If liquor will change a man's appearance, so will the Holy Ghost. You don't look the same. There's a glow all over you. Folks will look at you and say, you look like you're full of the fire. Tell them you've been drinking. Hallelujah. And then another thing about a drunk man, he's brave. He'll take on anything. Man, if you get a rat full of liquor, he'll jump on a cat. And then knowing the rat, that cat can eat that rat. When you get that stuff in you, it'll make you do things you say you wouldn't do. It'll make you tackle stuff that you know you can't handle. You get brave when you're drunk. You don't fear nobody. You can't embarrass a drunk man. Hallelujah. If some of y'all get drunk enough, God will move away all that cowardice, scared, shy, shame. Have you to get up here and pray? I don't know how to talk in public. Get drunk enough. You'll get up here. Get drunk enough. You'll forget about how people look out there. You get drunk enough. You can walk down these aisles and speak to this whole church and shake up the whole church. When you get drunk enough, you don't mind singing a song. You get drunk enough. You don't care who looking because you can't embarrass a drunk man. He doesn't care nothing about you turning around and staring at it. If somebody can't stand you shouting, shout all over. Tell them you can't embarrass me. You get drunk enough. I close.
You're doing good, man.
I close. I believe I got a little voice here. I may have a little bit. Oh! I think I got it. Let me come back at it. Good God Almighty. If somebody get drunk, then you get a hangover. Somebody need to have a hangover. When you get drunk enough, you the next day, you may not drink, but you still feel it. Got a hangover. Got a headache. Touch your neighbor and say, I remember that. Some of y'all weren't always saved. Had a hangover. Am I right? If you're really drunk, somebody got a hangover. How I know I got a hangover? Because when I get through drinking today, tomorrow morning, I'm gonna still be shouting. That's a hangover. when you got a hangover, it'll not only stop Sunday, but it'll go Monday. It'll go Tuesday. It'll stick with you Wednesday. It'll go with you Thursday. It'll go with you Friday. It'll go all the way to next Sunday. And you come back and get drunk again. Am I right about it? The preacher ain't nothing but a bartender. Every Sunday morning, I'm passing out a drink. How much do you want? I want all of it. Give me a little more on Sunday morning. It'll make me walk right. I'm glad to get a hangover. The reason I'm gonna shout tomorrow, I'm gonna have a hangover. Ain't God all right? Some of y'all gonna stop right here this morning. You're gonna get happy and sad tomorrow. Not me, not me. I'm gonna still be happy all night long. I'm gonna still be happy all next week. You know why? I'm gonna drink enough. I'm gonna drink enough so I can have a hangover. Ain't God all right when you got a hangover? Somebody here need to be like a drunk church. One thing left about a drunk man, when he gets drunk, he'll stay out all night. Am I right about it? Don't wanna go home. Stay in the bar all night. If y'all get drunk enough, you won't run out of church. Before I can finish preaching, you won't run out of church. Going back home to the world. I know why you don't wanna stay. You ain't drunk enough. You get drunk enough, you'll stay here a long time. You'll stay here and keep praising the Lord. You'll stay here and keep singing. You'll stay here and keep on shouting. And it gets so good, you don't want to go home. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad I've had a little drink. Spirit. Anybody here, let the Holy Ghost fill your heart. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can walk like Daniel in a lion den. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can shout down the wall to Jericho just like Joshua. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can be like Paul, go in the Philippian jail, preach your way in, pray your way out. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can be like Stephen. They may stone you, but you can look up and pray for your enemy. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can be like John the River. Later, go out on the Isles of Patmos and be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. I'm glad I'm filled with the Spirit. So I tell him every morning, Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. Guide me. Anybody here got the Holy Ghost? I'm talking about shooting a spirit field. Are you glad? Are you glad? Are you glad he feel you? I don't get drunk with wine, but I get drunk off Jesus. He won't hurt you. He won't hurt you. When you get drunk with the Holy Ghost, it won't tear up your home. When you get drunk with the Holy Ghost, you won't get fired off your job. If you get drunk with the Holy Ghost, you won't go home and beat your wife, but you'll love your wife. If you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you will submit to your husband. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband. Husband, love your wife because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost! It'll make you shout and praise the name. Holy Ghost, get all in your feet. Get all in your hand. Get all on your tongue. And if I had 10,000 tongues, praise him with everyone. Holy Ghost, don't leave me. You may be going through a storm, going through the rain. You may have trials and tribulations all in your life, but ask the Holy Ghost to fill you this morning and to come like a drunk trip and catch on fire. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Don't leave me!
put folk out of the church if they did this. That was a time I'd put you out of here if you spoke in tongues. But look at me now, I'm speaking in tongues. If God can change me, he can sure change you. You got to get out of your old tradition and let the Holy Ghost saturate you. Get under the influence of the Holy Ghost. And I declare God will pull you beyond some things that you never thought you could overcome. God will make you smile. God will make you lift your hands up to him. And God will give you joy. And God will give you peace. And you won't be so depressed and down all the time. He'll give you the joy. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. The devil can't win no more. I'm under a new influence. Some folks have money and their troubles are few. Some folk have loved ones to show them how to do. But if you ask me how, I try. My song, I'm leaning and depending. Oh, I make it through the storm. I know I'm gonna make it. I'm leaning and I'm depending. And hard. I've been leaning and depending all through the dark night. I'm leaning and depending, Lord God, gonna make it. Right. Listen, this is my verse. Coming up on the rough side is the only way I know you're looking at a child of God. Although my steps are slow. But listen, but if you ask me how I made it, how I made it through, I've been leading and depending, Lord, how about you? You go back through all your years in school. Wonder how you made it. Some of them laughed at you and said you were nothing. I've been leading and depending. Oh, I make it. I know I'm gonna make it through the storm. How many have been leaning on the Lord? I'm leaning and depending through all my heartaches, my hurt. And my heart, I made it because I'm leaning. I'm leaning. I'm leaning. When I don't have no money, I'm leaning. When the doctors give you up, you lean. When your friends turn their back on you, I'm leaning. And depending.
independent. Listen here. I'm leading. Hey, independent. Every day I'm just leading. Leading. And depending. Sometimes I'm up and I'm down, but I'm leading.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Lead it. Lead it. Lead it independent. You ever had to lead on it? You got to lead on it. Lead on it. And depend on it. That's how I made it. That's how I made it. When I look back, that's how I made it. That's the only way you're going to make it.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. K-A-Y-T-F-M.
Some people may be done with COVID-19, but COVID-19 is not done with Louisiana. We have to pull together to slow the spread. Wearing a mask and socially distancing will keep us safe and healthy. Do these things, and winning at this is a slam dunk. Isn't that right, Zion?
Thanks, Governor. Zion Williamson of the New Orleans Pelicans, and I want to encourage everyone in Louisiana to wear your mask. I mean, I think they're pretty cool myself. Stay safe and wear your mask.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Patrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
You know, sometimes you got to use the good sense God gave you and make the right decisions. Wearing a face mask protects you and it protects other people as well. Don't be the one in your family everyone is crying for because you're about to be put 6 feet under. Wear your mask and stay 6 feet apart from other people when you're in public. It's as simple as that. Use your head and help stop the spread of COVID-19.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
The highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you.
Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and my years ahead. You are he who carried out.
Jewels by Shannon, the VIP page, a licensed paparazzi jewelry consultant. For all the women out there that need a great selection of jewelry for any occasion, especially for church, Blessed Jewels by Shannon is nickel based and lead free. You'll never have to worry about it turning green. You're encouraged to watch a live video on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. on Facebook. It's Shannon Miss Independent Lewis. Shannon is spelled S-H-A-N-O-N-M-S Independent L-O-U-I-S. And you may be able to enter a drawing for jewelry. There's more information at 225-223-3739. The email address is shannon.lewis@yahoo.com. Blessed Jewels by Shannon is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Recently, an Arabic TV reporter asked an 11-year-old girl who had been forced to flee her home in Iraq about her feelings toward ISIS. With a cheerful smile, Miriam said, "I will only ask God to forgive them." In the Bible, Jesus said to us, "Don't be afraid, I am with you." And also he said, "Forgive others, no matter who they are hating you." This young girl living in a refugee camp should serve as an inspiration. As Jesus said, "Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." For more from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Hey, let me hear you say, but it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over
and leave it there. It's gonna be all right.
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 So everything that you've been worried about,
put it on the altar.
You need him to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah.
Put it on the altar.
You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright. He knows.